Hola.
It is way too early Wednesday.
It is.
I'm excited. Beautiful day. We are going to be broadcasting in Moriarty.
In Moriarty.
From noon to one. I was talking to Buck this morning, told him where we're going to be today. Because he was like, hey, we should all get together today. I'm like,
Why would you suggest that today, Buck?
I cannot.
Why?
We're going to be in Moriarty.
They can come out.
He's like, no way, where? I'm like, corner of 66th and Eunice. And he said, I know that. I know that place. It is the only stoplight in town.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. It sure is.
They can come on out.
So we will be there. If you see the flashing green and red light things,
that's where we'll be.
That's where we'll be, Moriarty.
Yeah. But follow the rules, okay?
Right there on that there corner thing, man.
Speaking of following rules and red lights, I got every single red light this morning.
Hey, high five. Good job.
Yes.
You're here now.
It was like a game, though. Yeah. I was like, oh, I hope this one turns red, too. Yeah. Gosh.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks.
Glad you're here.
Glad I'm here.
Yeah.
So, able to make it after all of that.
If you're just joining us for the first time on Way Too Early Wednesday, basically, it's way too early.
Yeah.
We need to wake up. So what do you want to hear to wake up? I've got my cappuccino.
Oh, that must be
that
nice.
That usually helps me.
Yeah, you always bring that and never bring one for me.
Oh, wow.
So messed up. But that's okay because I have Way Too Early Wednesday to get me through this morning.
This is true. You're so right. I really do that every single morning.
Every
now.
Morning.
I'm so sorry. You get coffee at 7 when Solomon's Porch opens.
Yeah, so do you.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just need it more. I'm old, okay?
Lowly person, I don't deserve any of this.
You're still like young and, you know, have like that energy stuff and
that
you can
stuff
get
tastes
going.
Good.
It does. It tastes really good. I'm a big fan.
It's all right. I don't need it.
It's like, I don't know why I love it so much. I think it really does remind me of like high school going on snowboard trips and stopping at like crappy gas stations.
So you're reliving the winter?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm ready for it.
I am too.
I got new snowboard boots this last week.
What?
Yeah.
What? So you're planning on?
I'm really ready for it.
Doing some snowboarding.
So, yeah. The phone number here, 505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And let us know what you want to hear.
Got some Family Force 5 and Demon Hunter. That's what they want to hear. That's what they want to hear. I don't know if we'll play it.
Why wouldn't we play Demon Hunter?
See? That's what I'm saying.
I'm just kidding. They want to hear new Family Force 5?
I guess. I didn't know they had more new stuff.
They do. And as soon as I figure out which one of these songs is new, because we have about 147,000 in here.
I know. What the heck? It looks like we've played at least every single one of their songs once.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
This one's like brand new. Brand
right.
new. Yeah.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Brand new Family Force 5.
Right.
We're just talking about wanting it to be winter, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But when I think of winter, I don't think of Family Force 5.
Oh, come on.
I think of Reliant K. No.
Come on, Carol the Bells, y'all. This is actually their Christmas song.
I know. I can tell by the name of the song, Carol of the Bells.
Yes.
Unless it's like a girl named Carol and right. she plays the bells.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm trying to enjoy Christmas. Stop talking. Word.
I have the perfect music to enjoy Christmas.
Okay, I can't do that.
That's
I'm sorry.
Awful.
I'm sorry. This is really
not
bad.
Not that song.
It's not, I mean, it's not bad.
It's just not just right not, now.
Not right now. Right.
Maybe like when I'm feeling like a G during Christmas, I'll play that.
We got some Demon Hunter for you now. It's way too early Wednesday. Tell us what you want to hear. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. And I promise we'll hook you up with the goods. Song's called Life War. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. I guess it would have helped if I had actually turned the volume up on the...
Oh, my gosh.
I kind of suck at life right now.
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
Static.
I guess it would have helped. What up?
Hey.
I'm stinking tired.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Dude, I want to hear that 30 Seconds to Mars kill time or something like that.
Can do.
Indeed.
We will do that right now. Song's called The Kill.
Yeah, that one too. Play that one too.
There you go.
Hey, hold on, Mitch.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, yesterday when I got off of work, we already had our last job was already a big problem, so we didn't get off till like 5:30. I started at 6, so. But when I got off, I'm like, yes, we're off, dude. We get on the main highway, freaking what is it called? Traffic light.
Yeah.
Was out.
Oh, that's the worst.
And this is like 5 o'clock, right? So everybody's getting off of work, so we're super backed up, and I'm like, oh my god. So we get there an hour later. Then I drop off the guy that I work with, and then I get back on the same road, and then there's an accident.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I didn't get off to like 6. I didn't get home till like 6:30, almost 7.
I just realized it's Bull Boy from Chris's.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you real?
You sound exhausted, bro.
Dude, I work.
You don't sound like you.
64 hours last week. This week, I'm like, really? Like, I'm super tired. My back is killing me. And like Steve-O said, dude, I'm 32 years old. So, Mitch, you got all the energy. Once you hit 30, that's it.
That's it, bro. Things start creaking. I have a knee problem. I've been putting Icy Hot on my knee at night.
I've been doing that for like 3 years.
Who am I?
I waited tables.
Oh, man. It sucks, dude. I'm serious.
I had a job where I waited tables and I had to walk on concrete all day. My knees started like blowing up.
You shut your mouth.
No,
I'm
in pain too.
Did she say walk on concrete?
Yeah, she just said walk on concrete.
In flats.
You had to walk on concrete.
It's way too early Wednesday, and concrete, dude, everybody walks on it, so I don't feel you on that one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but they usually have, like, rugs.
Walk on, you had to walk.
Yes!
Love it to you, bro.
Later when I wake up.
All right, word.
All right.
Boy, Rob Grosses.
I had to walk on concrete, okay?
Okay.
You understand.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Yes. Oh, yes. 30 seconds to Mars right now. It's a culture shock, and then we'll get to that Demon Hunter. How's that?
Okay.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Man, Demon Mitch.
Static radio. Way too early Wednesday.
I'm awake.
There's your Demon Hunter, Christopher.
Hot.
Keep your shirt on. No, but really, keep
Napoleon.
Your shirt on. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand that term.
It's like, okay, keep your shirt
bro,
on.
Bro, keep your shirt on.
It's cause,
okay.
Because, you know, every single time
wasn't
you see, like, people, like,
off.
Two guys getting in a fight, like, the shirt automatically comes off.
Sup, bro?
What?
Sup?
Want to take this outside?
Hold on, bro. You want to fight, bro?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just.
You want to take this outside, bro? Huh?
Not like that. Please stop.
Why not?
Please stop.
Why? I'm fighting you. Come on, bro.
Yeah, I feel like the way that you're fighting me, I could beat you.
High five. Yes. Dude, we got some interesting requests for way too early Wednesday.
We do.
Static.
Dude!
What?
Why did you say that, dude, right now? As I speak, Lord may strike me with lightning. I just turned the corner and some kid was walking, like two kids and then two chicks, they were walking by the college, and he had his shirt off, and then I screamed, put your shirt on!
Nice.
Dude, my day is going so much better now.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. The only God can, dude, orchestrate something like that, man.
Dude.
God, clear.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Not for me,
you can't
obviously.
Take,
God,
you can't take
that was
credit
all
for
God.
That.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I said keep your shirt on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... That wasn't technically you.
I was just the tool.
Yeah.
I was just the tool God used.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is way too early Wednesday, and if you would like to hear something.
Paula has a good one.
Paula?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say?
Blindside, pitiful.
We will definitely play that. I'm going to throw that into the mix. What else we got?
JD says, I might be saying this right. Wrong. Invalids or invalids.
Oh, invalids.
See?
Yeah.
Invalids. I knew I was going to say it wrong.
You know, we play them like right now. They're like a current band we play. Like
yeah,
right
but
now.
I don't know how to say it. It's kind of like half the people here and around the world don't know how to say Sufjan Stevens.
Yes.
I know how to say Sufjan. Sufjan Stevens?
Sufjan, yes.
No, Sufjan.
I don't know which one's which, so it might turn out that it's the acoustic version.
Whatever, that one's also
that
good.
One. I don't know which
one
is which.
I think you just picked the acoustic version.
No, because that was in the right category.
Okay, I don't know.
Joy Electric.
Ooh, and some Anchor and Braille.
Dude, do you know Joy Electric?
No, I don't.
Are you serious?
What's Joy Electric?
Ronnie Martin, brother of Jason Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Lead singer of Star Flyer 59.
Cousin of... Chris Martin?
From Coldplay.
Yes.
Older brother of Martin Lawrence from Martin. Yeah.
Best friends with Martin Sheen?
Yes. Yes.
Dude,
mm-hmm.
So many Martins.
There are a lot of Martins.
Well, last name and first name. We haven't.
So Ronnie Martin got me in trouble recently on Twitter because he said a hilarious comment that I retweeted and then got, you know, thrown in Jesus jail?
Are you even a Christian?
Right. How could I be? Because I retweeted something that was hilarious about the Oast.
The yeah. Oast.
The Oast.
I don't know.
So, yeah. So you don't know what they sound like at all.
No.
Are you ready?
I'm going to magic their pure electric joy.
High five.
Yeah?
You would be correct.
What the heck?
This is Joy Electric.
I am in candy heaven.
We're frolicking through the fields of Candyland.
We have to be.
Actually, this is called Lollipop something.
Oh.
It's Ronnie. That's a dude singing.
No, it is not.
That's Ronnie. So here's the deal. Ronnie's actually one of the most manliest dudes I know, which
why is
hilarious.
Like that?
He's like man's man.
Lollipop. That
man's,
has to be a joke, right?
Man's man.
Okay.
Like worked for his father's company with his hands, and he's a man. And he's like old school man's man.
So are his parents really disappointed?
Woo-hoo! No way, bro.
His parents.
I'm stoked. I'm frolicking through the fields, yeah?
Yeah. Candy Mountain.
Yep. On our way. Okay, I can't.
Oh my
I'm sorry.
Gosh,
I can't.
So
oh,
bad.
I can't. Yes, I can. Oh, yeah. This one's from the White Songbook. This one's for Jason.
Thank
it's
you,
way
Jason.
Too early Wednesday. Joy Electric, we are rock. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
It is going to be like hitting a pinata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Good morning. Oh, sorry. Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
No, wait.
Okay. It's a really long build. Good morning.
Woo!
Okay, good. There
that,
you go.
That was it. That was the entrance.
Man. Longest intro ever.
Coolest intro ever.
Way too early Wednesday. And you know what we're trying to get you to do?
What?
Wake up. You like that?
That was really good.
That was really good. That's what we're trying to...
Put on a little makeup.
Say it.
Makeup.
Makeup. You wanted to. You wanted to.
No, I'm done.
I don't know how it goes.
You wanted to.
Why don't think you trust? That's why this band is terrible. That's why. Because we just sang it better than they did. We did.
But that song is awesome.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
It is way too early Wednesday, which means we're playing whatever you want to hear.
Yeah, but I've been waiting for that song to play.
All day.
For about 16 hours.
Yes.
Since yesterday when I was like, Chop Suey!
We got to produce that one because it says wake up. And we're trying to get people to wake up.
Get it? Do you get it? Because the wake up. And I have to put on makeup too, so.
You are. There you go. You're a genius.
I win.
You do win. What did you win? You won.
At life.
Oh, you know what you won? You won a sticker stop today from New to What.
No way.
Broadcasting live out at 66 in Eunice. You are going to get an opportunity to hang out with the people of Moriarty.
That is amazing.
That's right. What station is hooking you up, bitch?
What station is this?
Static Radio.
Static Radio.
Thanks. Really? Really? Really?
I wanted to... My Static Radio 88.3.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Good job, you. Good job. When I make a bunch of fake ones that have listeners and we pretend like they like us, I'm going to have you do the voice.
Okay.
Just like that. Sticker stop today from noon to 1. Out on the corner of 66 in Eunice, we'll be broadcasting live from Moriarty.
Moriarty.
Yeah.
Where pinto beans flourish.
What? Really? You're from there.
Yeah.
Is it really home of the pinto bean?
Well, not only if it's home, but it's pretty much like pinto bean area. Where
heaven?
There's that. When I was there, I haven't lived there for a while, but they have pinto bean pinto parades, pinto bean parade, and then also the high school mascot is the pinto horse.
Are you serious?
Unfortunately, I'm not.
So when you got home and your mom was like, "Mijo, I made you some PB&J."
It
wasn't
a boy.
It wasn't.
I'm not a boy.
It wasn't peanut butter and jelly.
It's mija.
It was pinto beans and
let's
jalapenos.
Let's just get one thing straight.
Yeah.
My dad is Hispanic. My mom is white.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Blonde hair, blue eyed.
Okay.
White.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. It's way too early Wednesday.
It is.
And we need your help, bro. We need your help waking up. We got some requests that we hadn't played yet that I'm sure we needed to get to.
Some
like
Anchor and Braille.
Ooh, some AB.
Yeah.
Better than PB.
A and B.
Yeah.
I like peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. PB. Peanut butter's good. You know what I saw?
Pitbull.
I saw one peanut butter company make chocolate peanut butter. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's kind of just like Nutella, but less healthy.
Right. That's pretty much. How do you know it's less healthy?
Actually, I don't. I said that, and I thought, well, I guess Nutella's not really that healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hazelnut spread.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, we will definitely play some Anchor and Braille. Oh, I put the wrong one in, though.
Come on.
I put Goes Without Saying because I love that song.
Yeah, I like both of them.
Yeah, yeah. We had Steven on Monday to talk about the new record. And sadly, Claudia out in faraway land asked, "Hey, could you post the interview with Steven? Because I only got to hear half of it and it cut off after a few minutes of the podcast."
And Claudia has a better reason to not listen than anyone else because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning there.
Yeah. She lives out in Australia then.
Yes.
Yes.
But everyone else doesn't have a good reason that for not listening. So we're kind of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. It's part of it is on the podcast.
Yeah. That's exactly it. We got the first few minutes. Unfortunately, our awesome computer cut off.
So you can donate
awesome.
To Static Radio by using mystaticradio.com.
That's right.
And the donate button
right
there because we need a new recorder.
Yeah, slightly. Slightly.
Just a little bit.
Latest from Anchor and Braille now. It's way too early Wednesday, and, you know, Steve on Mitch.
Yeah, that's us in the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Anchor and Braille. Song called Find Me. You can find that on their Quiet Life CD. We did that for Cover to Cover this last Monday. Had Steven on the show. You can catch the first 3 minutes of that interview on our podcast.
Yeah. And then it's no more.
There we go. Sweet. Drumming along. Drumming along. I think my favorite comment of Way Too Early Wednesday so far is Christopher's.
What does it say?
Not the Demon Hunter one. Sup, bruh? Sup? Sup, bruh?
Just like that?
Yeah.
That said.
Well, earlier he requested Life War from Demon Hunter, which we eventually played. However, at the time, we didn't play it. And so then he wanted to know what happened. And I said, keep your shirt on, bruh. And he says, sup, bruh. And that's how it starts, unfortunately.
And then fights break out.
Yeah. Actually, this is something that has happened recently in a little thing I like to call the Olympics.
The Olympics.
What? You know I can't go a day without talking about the Olympics. Girl, shoo.
I wish you could.
I can't. I just can't.
Man.
Check this out. Ivan Okhov.
Cool.
U-K-H-O-V.
Ivan
Okhov. He's a high jumper from Russia.
Okay, he jumps real high.
Apparently before this Olympics, he was best known for a video where he showed up to a high jump meet drunk. And failed miserably. Well, now he has a new moment of infamy. And glory.
Glory?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Okhov was competing in the high jump yesterday, and in the middle of it, he took off his shirt. Yeah. Sup, bruh?
Keep your shirt on.
How do you say that in Russian, though? Wouldn't it be...
I don't know one word of Russian.
Sup. I don't know how. Sup, bruh? Sounds exactly the same. That was my Russian accent.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you. So, for whatever reason, Ivan took off his shirt, and he lost it.
His shirt?
Before he had to compete. So he searched, couldn't find it, grabbed a baggy t-shirt that was lying on the floor, and competed in it yesterday. And won the gold medal!
That other shirt probably would have held him back.
It's his lucky t-shirt now.
Yeah.
Whoever's shirt it was. Yeah, dude lost his shirt, took it off, wasn't paying attention. Oh no, it's my turn to compete. That's my other Russian accent. Da?
Different dialect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had to grab some random baggy t-shirt that was lying on the floor and compete in it. I have to see this video. He put on the t-shirt and won the gold yesterday.
What, whoever was wearing that shirt is so angry.
I know, right?
Because whoever shirt that was.
Yeah, and so he got done.
Disqualified?
I just won the gold! I won the gold! And then the dude walks up and went, sup, bruh? You took my shirt, bruh? Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Just keep your shirt on next time.
Yeah, yeah. So
we get like a 505 accent.
Just keep your shirt on.
Hey?
She's going to be at the state fair.
Who?
The girl from the Burkinios.
Is she?
Yeah.
But the thing is,
I've seen those commercials all over television.
I don't watch TV.
This year's slogan for the state fair is like, meet me at the fair. And so she's like, meet me at the fair. Oh, she's going to be out there. It's really funny, actually, her commercials. She's hilarious.
Well, yeah, that's what she does.
I want to meet her.
She's normal.
No, she's not. She is her character.
She is her character.
Stop it. She's not normal. That's how she is in real life.
Normal. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, because that's normal.
Yeah, so anyways, we are going to be out at the state fair as well.
We are.
Yeah, we just found out. Broadcasting live every single day, hanging out, you and I.
Yes.
So it's going to be fun.
We are going to die from those foods.
I want to go find her.
We will.
Just so we could like talk to her.
We will.
I'm going to be like, sup, bruh?
Sup, bruh.
She's going to say her cool stuff, and then I'm going to be like, that's all bad, eh? That's going to be good.
But she's going to be so tired of that.
Nobody has any idea what we're talking about outside of Albuquerque. But she's huge here, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like...
so big, we don't even know her name.
Got the Burkinio thing down.
Yeah.
Which means the accent, the lingo.
Yep.
Everything we say by accident.
You have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. Everything we say by accident that doesn't make any sense, she says.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm going to slow down. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Or 338-3700.
That's right. What do you want to hear? It is way too early Wednesday.
Scares above our hearts.
Okay.
That's what Crystal wants.
Scares? It's not scars?
Well, it says scares. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm reading. I don't know that song.
That's Santa Fe. She lives in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe?
Yeah, so that's like
scary. Okay.
Maybe it's scars.
Scars. Try scars.
Scars. I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. We're going to play some Red.
Some Red?
Shambriggy, dude. Call us. We haven't talked to him since, I don't know, the disaster piece.
Yeah, for real.
So, we've been curious.
What the heck?
I don't know.
This is messed up.
It's all messed up.
It's all bad.
All right, Red for you now. It's way too early Wednesday. Apparently, we need to wake up.
We do.
So, this one from Shambriggy. Feed the Machine. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Locals Rule on Static Radio. Got a band? Want some airplay? Submit now under the Locals Rule section at mystaticradio.com.
Well, all right.
A few more minutes.
A few more minutes. Thebes just texted and said, no love? He requested Living Sacrifice.
Where?
But we don't have that one. Apostasy.
Where did he request this?
Here's the deal, Thebes.
We don't have it.
Listening in California.
Thebes, he tends to stump us a lot with music. Where we're like, it's not in here. Because I think we
have
got
Love Forgives, Overkill Exposure, Perfect, Rules of Engagement. That's it.
That's
what we have in the computer.
The five songs we have.
That was actually four.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you read that one.
I only said four.
Yeah, but...
that last one is from a band called Living Stone.
What is that? En Español? Let's play that one.
You want to listen?
Let's just play that one.
Here. Let's see what that is.
I'm going to turn down. Let's not play this one.
That's actually reggae. That's not...
that's not what we want to play.
It's not what we were... yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
So I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Okay.
And I'm going to do...
Perfect. Yes.
For Thebes.
For Way Too Early Wednesday.
That's right. Last song of the day. Way Too Early Wednesday.
It is.
We're going to do that right after this commercial break.
All
right. I hate it when they do that in reality TV shows. But we have to do it.
We have to do it.
We have to take a break.
So this is it.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Living Sacrifice, song called Perfect, that one for our boy Thieves, and that wraps up Way Too Early Wednesday.
Oh, it was kind of a chill Way Too Early Wednesday, wouldn't you say?
It kind of was.
I mean, it's because Herc wasn't there to request impending doom.
This is true.
He wasn't, I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Maybe school started. That school started yet?
I don't think so.
Some school started this last Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
I mean, yay!
Yay for school!
I love school! I didn't.
Hooray!
I didn't hate school every year of my life.
Yeah. I didn't hate it every year of my life. Speaking of your school, we're going to be broadcasting live from your town today.
It's true.
Hanging out in Moriarty, New Mexico.
Moriarty.
For a sticker stop today from noon to one, which kind of makes me sad because that means we'll have driven longer than we will be broadcasting live.
We could have stuck around for another hour.
I just realized that. We're broadcasting live from noon to one.
That's what I was saying the entire time. We should
broadcast
longer.
How long does it take us to drive there?
It might take like 35 minutes.
What?
40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Depends on how fast you drive. You're the one driving. I'm not driving that thing.
I will obviously be driving the speed limit, Mitch. Because that's how
I'm just
I
saying.
Roll.
I wasn't saying that you're going over the speed limit. I was saying that you drive like a grandpa and you'll probably go under the speed limit.
Oh, good save right there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't know what you're referring to.
So we'll be out there noon to 1.
On the corner of 66 in Eunice, also known as the stoplight.
The only stoplight in town.
So, you know.
Yeah.
See you there?
Speaking of police, on Sunday morning, two men got out of bed, said, hey, let's go rob somebody. People do that regularly, apparently.
Well, yeah.
It was around 1:20 a.m. on Sunday. Two men mugged two other dudes in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
That's right.
Wow.
The town is called Indiana. It's in Pennsylvania.
I'm so confused.
Right? So were the people who got mugged. The muggers were 21-year-old Randall Smith of Temple Hills, Maryland, and 18-year-old Artie Goodwine of Memphis, Tennessee. One of them stole $20, while the other one filmed it on his cell phone.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not making this up.
Why are they so dumb?
Oh, here's why. They were trying to get their alibi ready, because when the cops caught up to them, and they did, they said, no, bro, it wasn't a real robbery. We were just filming a new reality TV show called You Just Got Robbed.
I believe that.
I'm not making this up.
That is amazing.
But obviously, that show does not exist.
Wait, why? It totally should exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that is so funny and wrong and not okay.
Yeah, so Randall and Artie were arrested for robbery, simple assault, harassment, disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct?
Yeah.
They were filming a show.
Yeah, the muggers apparently robbed two employees of Fox's Pizza Den. And it turns out I have the phone number to said Fox's Pizza Den.
That's amazing. I kind of want to call it. You totally should.
Yeah.
I feel like you should. Why would they give away the number?
Because sometimes we just find gold. I kind of feel like we need to call those guys. So I'm going to make the phone call.
Okay, you should totally do that.
Yeah,
right now.
While we play the song.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can't just call them live on the air.
I would have.
I got to give them like a hey, heads up.
You're on the radio.
Yeah. Latest from his legacy right now, song called Follow. And following this song, we'll be talking with the employees of a Fox's Pizza Den who were robbed by the world's stupidest criminals.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's coming up. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. His legacy. Song called Follow. Good morning.
You okay?
No, I'm not.
Why? What happened?
Well, we just shared the story of two people who were mugged in a town called Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
No, I'm not making that up. That's the name of the town.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Apparently, $20 was stolen from the men while the other robber filmed it on his cell phone. I guess when the cops caught them, They told the police it wasn't a real robbery. They were filming for a new reality TV show called You Just Got Robbed. Obviously, that didn't fly, and they still were arrested.
Yeah, because it's not a show. It's not a show.
So we tried calling the Fox's Pizza Den where they were at.
Yeah.
Turns out the phone number I was given was the headquarters to Fox's.
So they just
like
talked
the corporate
to us like
headquarters.
And like we were dumb.
Yeah. And like, oh, okay. Thanks for the call, man. Calling from Albuquerque. That's how we are out here.
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to Static Radio.
I'm already awake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Because of way too early Wednesday?
Yes.
Good job, way too
From
early Wednesday.
6 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the morning.
Every single Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of good stuff, we were talking earlier about the story in Indiana, Pennsylvania, which just throws me for a loop. I got to be honest. It's kind of weird.
It is.
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
It's kind of confusing. Like, so where is it?
Right. Well, it's in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Right, so which one?
Right, Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Is it like in between those?
Well, no, it's in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's Calvary, Santa Fe campus, which actually, Stever is going to be broadcasting live from there this Sunday, 9 to 11,
from
at Calvary.
One, two, three.
Santa Fe campus.
Good job.
There you go. Speaking of broadcasting live, we'll be out in Moriarty from noon to one today on the corner of 66th and Eunice for a sticker stop. We'll have the new static decal, the static paper.
Some giveaways.
Some giveaways. And we better get some grubbins.
Yes. Some foods.
Yeah. I hear a rumor that we're going to be near a food joint.
Yes.
So
they sell. They sell.
They have things.
They have things. Food.
Well, it's a food place, so I would assume so. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Thank you for that.
Well, last I heard, there was an accident: Martin Luther King Jr. and Broadway, as well as road construction. Left lane closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, and construction work San Antonio at Wyoming. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And we've been talking this morning about unfortunate town names. Aw, yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Number one voted most unfortunate town name in the United States, at least according to this poll that was conducted by the genealogy site findmypast.com. Dude, polls were taken in the U.S., U.K., Ireland, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, and the number one most unfortunate name in the U.S., Toadsuck, Arkansas.
It's just a really funny place.
I did a little digging
and
found out why it's called Toadsuck.
Okay.
Not for the reason you may think.
Does you don't want to suck on a toad?
No, that's not it at all.
Okay, why?
Long ago, steamboats traveled the Arkansas River where the water was at the right depth. And when it wasn't at the right depth, the captains and the crew tied it up to wait at basically this town. While they waited, they refreshed themselves at the local tavern there.
Uh-huh.
To the dismay of the folks living nearby who said, "Those boys suck on them bottles till they swell up like toads."
Toadsuck. I get
Thus, it. Thus, the name Toadsuck.
I get it.
The tavern is long gone, but apparently the legend and fun live on.
Oh, good.
Yeah. They have something called Toadsuck Days. Yeah. It's an annual fair that raises funds for scholarships. Organized in 1982, the festival is held annually in nearby downtown Conway. It happens every May, apparently.
Who knew that something so spawned out of anger would turn into something so
rad.
Great.
Yeah, thanks, Toadsuck, Arkansas. Apparently, it's a rad little town.
That's apparently.
Or not, because the Echo and Green, I guess, they broke down in that town.
But what a great town to break down in.
Toadsuck, really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you do there?
You have a story later on once you get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, top 10 list of most unfortunate names. We've actually gotten some of them from people on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But they are, I'm going to read them in no particular order.
Okay.
Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky.
Never been
Squabbletown,
there.
California. Love Ladies, New Jersey, Rochetown, Illinois, Belchertown, Massachusetts, Asa Woman, Maryland.
Asa Woman.
Yes, there you go. Hooker, Oklahoma. Boring, Oregon. Number two is actually down in Georgia.
You can't say.
I could.
Don't worry about it.
It's like a giant movie theater. Don't suck, Arkansas. Yeah, like the IMAX.
Oh, okay. Like the IMAX.
Anyways, Toad Suck Arkansas was number one.
There you go.
Well, what do you got? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Andrew's been to Boring, Oregon.
He has.
Yes. Mandy has been, she says, what about Mormon Bar, California?
Uh-huh. That's kind of...
Yeah. Ironic.
Is it? Or it's like an oxymoron.
It's more of an oxymoron. Yeah, that's
definitely not ironic. Unless there was a bunch of Mormons that lived in the town that drank at a bar.
That's ironic.
And then the town was called Mormon Bar. That's irony.
Man, you got irony down.
I do, right? Man.
Faith says Squim, Washington. It's like, it looks like sequin, but with an M, and it's pronounced Squim. Squim, Washington. Gallup, New Mexico?
Yeah.
Is it galloping?
There's tons in New Mexico.
Dude, yeah. Lusk, Wyoming, and then Adam says, in New Mexico, ojos caliente.
Yeah, hot eyes.
Hot eyes. And then weed.
Yep.
And then Pie Town.
Pie Town, New Mexico.
Oh, I've never been there.
You never been to Pie Town?
No.
I don't know why I said it like that. I've never been to Pie Town either. Ever. So, I hear it's great.
That's amazing.
I don't know anything about it, actually. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Just before 8 o'clock, we got a request for some AJ Cheek.
Yes, it's from TJ.
Yeah, we'll do that right after the break.
It's his wife's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, and we also have another birthday in here.
We're not going to see him today, though.
No, I know. What the heck?
I know. We'll be out in Moriarty from noon to 1. Speaking of interesting town names, Moriarty.
Well, that's also a name in Sherlock.
Yeah.
So it's not that weird.
Well, Moriarty.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's named after Moriarty.
Ooh.
I don't know. We'll be out there from noon to 1 on the corner of 66 and Eunice for a sticker stop. We're going to have the new static decal, the static paper, some CDs to give away. Yeah. We'll be hanging out. It'll be fun. Yeah. Noon to 1. We'll put all the details at our Facebook page. So if you get lost, I don't know how it's possible because there's one stoplight.
There's one.
And we're at it.
So.
Yeah. AJ Cheek on the way back. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Correct. That would be Harrison Hudson at the start. Love it.
Such a good song.
One of my absolute favorite new bands we're playing on Static Radio.
I agree. Mine too.
Micah Talks from... Micah Talks.
From, and Anchor and Braille.
Yeah. Produce that, actually. Put that together. Good so dudes. Cool. Rumor has it they're heading out on a big old tour in like September, October.
Might be around here.
I'm really hoping so.
Yeah.
I love those guys. So good dudes. Speaking of good people, Albuquerque's own.
Yes.
You're out in Albuquerque now. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Good morning.
Are you a longtime Albuquerquean?
27 years.
27
wow,
years.
Wow, you yeah. are.
That's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
That's like older than you, isn't it?
Yeah. Since 85?
That's good math, kind of. Well, 86?
No, because I'm 24, so minus 3.
I don't know.
I was born in 88, so 85.
Good job.
I'm right.
Math is hard. I think you got it right.
Hey, so you know how we were like, Teresa totally ditched us last week? Because she kind of, well, she didn't, but she did.
Uh-huh.
Because she went out to, she went to Disneyland last week.
Yes! How was it?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I took my daughter. She turned 17. She wanted to spend a week
out there
at Disneyland with me. When she was real little.
Okay. Okay.
But you know, the fact she wanted to spend that week with me in Disneyland, just the two of us.
Yeah.
Aww,
I can't say no to that.
No.
That is rad.
Yeah.
So how was it?
Oh, it was fantastic.
What did you went, I'm assuming you went on all the rides, of course.
We went on all the rides.
What was your favorite ride?
The Runaway Train.
Oh, dude, great. What is it, Big Thunder Mountain?
Yeah.
Big Thunder Mountain?
Yeah.
My boys went crazy there as well.
Yeah.
But they're only 8 and 6. I can't imagine what they're going to be like at 17 going through there. So, yeah. Yeah. That is so fun. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got a vacation.
Yeah.
Because you work hard.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Do a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys do a lot of stuff. You just had the back to school, school supply, mm-hmm. backpack drive.
Yep.
And you don't stop there. You guys don't take breaks. You just keep going and going and going and going because you're already gearing up for your next a-thon.
Actually, last week and this week, we are closed down to homeless guests so we can do maintenance on the facility.
Yeah.
And guys out there, we are desperate for help.
Okay.
Anybody who can paint.
Okay.
Or help with maintenance.
Mitch can paint. She helped paint our house.
Yes, I can. He can paint, too. He gets into really small places.
We'll see you then.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We desperately need people who can come and help.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, people to help paint, maintenance. What about, like, plumbing and stuff like that? Is that okay?
That, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You guys just kind of doing some yearly maintenance?
Yeah, we do this annually.
Yeah. Try and get ready. Do you guys... I mean, can you possibly have a count of how many homeless people you serve on a daily basis? Hundreds.
It's over 700.
Wow.
And in the
Every
day. And in the winter, it's closer to 900.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then obviously, come wintertime, the winter shelter is open as well. And so, but obviously, you guys serve a lot in the Albuquerque community. And so right now, man... trying to get everything, the facilities put together and ready to go so that you can continue to serve and serve and serve. So, okay, if somebody is listening and they say, oh, I can paint or I'm a plumber or, hey, I can do this kind of maintenance work. I'm an electrician. How can they get a hold of you?
Just give us a call.
Okay, 346-HOPE.
Yep.
The phone number, 346-HOPE. Write it down. And obviously, you guys will be doing this until when?
Sunday.
This Sunday.
We have to open back up on Monday.
Okay. Wow. So
remember, our facility's 57 years old.
Yeah.
It needs work.
Absolutely. So between now and Sunday, you guys need help painting, electrical work.
Plumbing, cleaning.
Yeah. Anything? Okay.
We're desperate.
Yeah. And we want to get you help.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So 346-HOPE, the phone number, or of course, abqrescue.org. You posted the information on our Facebook page.
I did.
So if you follow us on Facebook, you can just find our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And all the details there for the rescue mission. The phone number is posted there. The website is posted there.
Everything.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And calling all dudes or ladies.
Yeah.
My mom's a way better painter than I am. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
She's she's really detailed and awesome.
I had to ban my husband from painting. Yeah.
Not as meticulous?
No, he painted a room black.
Oh,
and that's weird. It included all the vents, too.
We just try and get things done.
Yeah, I know.
We just go through. That's probably why we have to do 2 and 3 coats at our house, because I'm just like, going through. So I've designated myself as like the corners guy, because I'm good at like the corner stuff. So I can at least do that.
I'm not good at painting at all, just because I just want it done. And so I just imagine that it's just...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
We could have had...
Day. Baby. Yes. She took a break, you know. Adele.
She took a break, and her next album will be all about her child. Because she is Pregos.
Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. 8:21 now on your Wednesday, which means we missed something important.
This road construction, the left lane is closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, as well as construction work San Antonio at Wyoming, and there is an accident somewhere on the freeway-ish area. Are you kidding me?
Come on!
There's an accident around Martin Luther King Jr. and I think Broadway. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus.
This is ridiculous.
505-338-3700 is our phone number. I don't know why you'd want to call us when you could call SoPo. Right there. I-25 South at Jefferson is what it just said.
That's not near that.
No. Okay. Exit 229, by the way.
Exit 229, so careful in that area.
You're going to be okay. You're the best traffic person I've ever had.
No one's ever taught me how to work this website.
You're the only traffic person I've ever had, so, you know.
You've usually been the traffic person.
Yeah, yeah. So. Probably a reason for that. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, let's see if this is a traffic update. Traffic?
No.
Hello?
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
I knew if I answered the phone,
it was going to be you.
Yes. Hello. I need to make an announcement. It's regarding my school's registration for all my buddies out there.
Go ahead.
Okay. 10th LBJ students, 8th grade school registration for you is today from 10 a.m. to 10:45. They're selling used uniforms and hoodies and jackets, so get down there. Don't be late because you don't want to not be registered for school because it takes a lot of work if you don't register today. Thank you.
Beautiful, Matthew.
Yes, yeah, Steve, I had a question for you.
Yep.
Okay, more than a question, but hey, it's a song request from one of my best buddies.
One of your best buddies.
He asked me to see if we could play some Amberlin, any song.
Any song from Amberlin.
That you recommend as an album.
Okay.
Well, we're just going to play the song.
We're gonna play it.
Okay.
All of them.
Oh, yeah.
15 in a row from Amberlin.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Yeah, I'm not really going to do that. That'd get a little crazy.
Yeah, that would. And it's already 8:20 a.m. over here, so.
Well, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The time doesn't change in New Mexico. Like, we're all on the same time
zone.
Even
if, like, it's a different zip code.
Yep.
It's the same.
It's actually the same.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Yeah, you're welcome. You learn something new every day.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Matthew from Albuquerque.
I want to know his thought process for calling up and telling us about these uniforms being sold.
Hey, you know what?
It's great information.
That's his mind.
That was educational.
That was. That was, something.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know what we're doing anymore.
We're going to play some Amberlin.
Okay.
For Matthew. From Albuquerque.
That's why he gets whatever he wants, because he just derails us. And we have no idea what's happening anymore.
Real quick reminder, actually, coming up today from noon to 1, we're going to be in Moriarty on the corner of 66 and Eunice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can come say hello to us. Check it out.
Yes.
Say, hey, y'all. Get a decal, static paper, possibly a free CD. We'll have those. We have the brand new House of Heroes record.
We do.
So we'll have copies of those to give away. And make sure you're coming out noon to 1, corner of 66 and Eunice, the Route 66,
mm-hmm.
and the stoplight in Moriarty.
Indeed.
Static.
Hey, Steve, do you think it would be a good idea to remake the original 3 Star Wars movies using modern computer effects?
That is a really good question. However, I don't think we should ever do that because you shouldn't touch the originals. I don't even like that he updated the originals with, like, new effects in certain scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Like, the last 3 he held off because he wanted to use special effects, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up.
Well, I hear there's rumors that they were gonna finish it because the story doesn't end at Return of the Jedi.
What?
I know. Because then Luke goes bad, and Leia and Han have twins, and Leia's actually stronger in the Force than Luke, and so then she's got to try and get her brother back because Luke goes to the dark side in the footsteps of Anakin.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I've heard. I don't read all the books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well,
I've never read the books.
I've never read the books either, because I'm a grown-up, and
that doesn't mean anything.
Actually, it doesn't mean anything at all.
Because you read comic books.
It means nothing at all, because I have read, like, maybe one or two of said books.
Oh, man.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Totally didn't derail.
So this song's Closer by a band called Amberlin.
Yeah! Yeah, I heard they're pretty good.
Yeah.
So, Matthew from Albuquerque.
There you go.
Yeah. Sticker stop today, noon to 1 on the corner of 66 and Eunice. Come say hello to Steve-O and Mitch.
I'm going to go take a nap right now.
You're supposed to say in the morning.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, yeah.
USA.
USA. What's that?
Because usually...
USA.
Here's the thing. Every single time you play the Olympics theme song...
This isn't the Olympics!
No, I know.
This is Knight Rider! Okay, go ahead.
No,
sorry.
No kidding.
Hey. Sorry, I yelled. I didn't mean to. Go on.
Okay, so every time you play the Olympics theme song, I just want to change it and be like, no, gross.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the stuff.
This is the stuff. It's Knight Rider.
I just think of USA every time. Like, I feel like there could be a cool rap to this. Celeste and I were rapping yesterday.
What?
That was so much fun.
Get on the microphone.
Except she was making up cool things, and then I just did an entire song.
No. I was copying something I actually heard in a song.
Oh.
You want to hear it?
Well, yeah. Is this a good beat?
It's in a song.
Here.
That would be really fast. Yeah, I could do that.
What? Okay, ready?
I actually heard this in a rap song several years ago.
Okay, wait.
Are you ready?
Okay, wait. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's your rapper name? You have to have a rapper name.
Crap.
Sully Mitch.
I don't have one.
It's Sully Mitch.
Sully Mitch? That was the future.
Yeah, but you're Mitch, and that's going to confuse people.
Right. It doesn't matter.
So unless your crew is called Sully Mitch.
Dude, we could have a show together. Yes.
Oh, right. Totally
Sully Mitch.
Sully Mitch.
Except that's really arrogant of you. Because that's really your name.
I'm sorry. I take it back.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to hear it?
I do. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Bust it.
No, this is the part I heard. He's going off on this whole thing.
Oh,
and he's like, what? Laying it down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What?
I can't do it to that beat. It's not groovy enough. He counted to 12 in the song.
First of all,
No.
Everyone knows when you count to 12, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I couldn't do it to Knight Rider. Are you kidding me? That's like
that's how you count to 12.
I can't do it to Knight Rider. I can't count to
Knight Rider. Do you know what song she's talking about?
No.
I don't even know what song you're talking about.
Yes.
I heard it.
Yes. I do know what song you're talking about.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It's from Sesame Street.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not. Because all we did when we got out of cheerleading practice, we went home and watched like the gangster little music videos.
Wrong!
And like, what? Throwing it down like...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I promise you I was not watching Sesame Street when I was a
Sesame
senior
Street.
In high school. No, stop it.
Okay, well then that rapper ripped off Big Bird because that's straight up...
No, it just shows
that's straight
you.
Up from the streets,
it shows
yo.
You why rap music Bird,
the streets
not.
Of Sesame, dog. And by dog, I mean Barkley, the big dog from Sesame Street.
And I didn't watch Sesame Street, so I have no idea what you're talking
about. Who are you?
I'm not going to talk about what I watched.
Well, no, what did you watch?
I want to go back there.
What did you watch? Yesterday, we kind of like went on a... We started rapping. We started listening to old school BSB.
And we were strutting it down those halls. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You didn't see that video?
Backstreet Boys.
I was singing while I was editing things.
Yes, it was pretty good. And I caught her.
It was a great afternoon. And I only made you one Dre Beats thing because then Steve walked in and I realized I wasn't working. And I was like,
Eric,
crap.
No, this makes great radio because Eric in Seattle texted me and was like, dude, you're rocking the Beats. I got a pair. I love them. And I'm like, yeah, no. I have cheap
I made
Sonys.
Those. I traced the tape dispenser.
I know,
dispenser.
But I pretend like these are amazing headphones in my ears because I'm having a baby, man. I can't afford big old expensive headphones.
Oh, I was wondering. I was like, where
those
does
are
that
like
connect
to the headphones? Bills. Those are really expensive.
See, and that was like, that's like company paper, so we didn't even have to pay for it.
So yeah, I'm rocking faux beats.
Faux
you
beats.
Know,
F-A-U.
I should make you the other side. Shouldn't I only me do one?
You should.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't get any.
Does it count as work?
Yeah. Yeah, this kind of counts as work. You were doing it for your boss.
I knew that it would come up on today's show.
You
so
were
all,
doing
right.
it for your direct supervisor and hilarity of radio right there.
Yes.
Good
it
job.
Worked out.
I win.
It
great
worked
job.
Out. You do win. You do win. Ooh, since you guys are both here.
Oh, okay.
I got a great topic to talk about.
Okay.
Because you guys are texty people.
Yes.
Yes. The texters. Oh, man. Okay. So do you guys use like LOL and OMG and all those things?
I see those things in real life.
You, what?
BRB.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, I actually do that too, and I don't think I've ever actually texted BRB.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's so funny because you don't text it at all. You have like rules against not texting it, but then you'll say it.
BRB. And then I'll say it. Yeah, like I will never say LOL. That's why if you guys ever say something pseudo funny, that's what I do.
I don't LOL with you two. Everyone else I'm comfortable with, but you two I don't.
What?
Because we both both of you have like blatantly made fun of that. And
we have rules.
Yeah, exactly.
There are rules to texting. You are not allowed if you're over the age of 14 to text LOL.
I'd say age of 12.
Oh,
dang.
12?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I missed that memo.
Yeah. You know what I will do? If I seriously did laugh out loud, then I do. Then I will say, I just LOL'd.
Why? I just laugh out louded?
Yeah.
See, that's not right.
I think it depends who it's coming from. Because if it's coming from, like, okay, my girlfriend's from high school, where they would just be like, oh, LOL. And it was like,
that's not funny.
I don't have anything to say, but I don't want to be mean to you. So I'm trying to make you feel comfortable, but I don't really care that much. But I put LOL when I actually did laugh out loud.
When you really do laugh out loud. Yeah.
This is true.
Which is often.
Do you guys know where OMG comes from?
Oh my
goodness.
I didn't say what it means. I said where it comes from.
Oh, no.
This is going to rock your world as we talk about like the appropriate age to text somebody OMG or LOL.
Okay.
All right?
You're going to ruin my texting life.
I'm going to ruin your texting life. Back in 1917.
My goodness. Are you serious?
A British World War I admiral named John Fisher sent a letter to Winston Churchill.
John Fisher.
Winston Churchill wasn't yet prime minister. He was a member of parliament at the time, overseeing the troops. And in the letter, Fisher used the acronym OMG.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Which he went on to explain meant, oh my God.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That even makes it more cool. I don't want to use it because I don't say oh my
the
God.
OMG.
1917. Basically, it looks like he's campaigning for knighthood for him and his fellow admirals. Quote, I hear that a new order of knighthood is on the table, comma, OMG, shower it on the admiralty.
See, but was he saying it as like a negative thing, or was he saying it as like a kind of like a worshipful, my God, you're great. Like, what is it? Sorry, parliament.
Oh my God, shower it on the parliamentary.
That
I have
makes
no
it
idea.
Even better.
Earliest appearance of OMG.
Vintage.
Yeah. Earliest, at least in print. 1917.
That's so cool.
And he used 4 exclamation points after.
What?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God. No way.
That's the new thing that's making me crazy.
Exclamation mark.
Like, yes. If I get a text from you guys and there's 7 exclamation points, in my brain, I hear you shouting it from the rooftops.
No, that's all caps. That's all caps. You've imagined me saying it really excitedly.
Excited? Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be 4 minutes late.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 4 minutes late.
Which is usually what I get on a daily basis. Which, by the way, we have to talk after the show. Yeah.
I didn't
want to talk before the show because I wanted it to be a good show. But yeah, we have to talk.
See, if I want to yell at you, I'll just hate to
yell. I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. Yeah, OMG. Apparently, it's not original.
You know,
your high school girlfriends did not invent it.
What?
Oh, we didn't say OMG, though.
No.
They just said
LOL.
LOL.
BRB. ROFL.
No, awful. Just pretty much LOL was
roll
was
on
it.
Floor laughing.
No.
I've used...
That's
too much. I'm trying to think how you'd... FTW, for the win, like in World of Warcraft.
NBD?
Yeah.
I was like, wait,
for
I
the
thought
win!
That meant something else.
No. That actually means...
Oh, yeah, see?
That actually originally...
Yeah,
see, for the win. Yeah.
That's funny.
I was wondering.
And BRB, actually, I think I have used before.
What about,
you know, like when you're in a raid and you're about to go up against like a boss or something, and you're like, BRB, because you got to take a pee break because you know that the boss is going to be about an hour long. So these are heavy battles against Artemidas, the Lord Thunder God of Wisdom.
BRB.
And Doom.
Hold on.
Yeah, BRB.
Be right back.
Be right back, Celeste.
I'm really confused. No, but you were talking about like,
yeah,
like
playing an online video game, and we're about to battle a big old Lord of the Underrealms. I don't know.
So confusing, Michelle. How
and
do
so
you do this?
So I say, BRB, think. You know,
you don't understand. I have to go.
And then
through
when
this.
I get back, I say, back.
Wow, such communication.
I haven't played that game in like 9 years.
Or are you sure?
9 days.
More like 9 hours. Yeah. It's been at least 9 hours.
That's great.
At least 9 hours.
There was another one like POS, parents over shoulder, so don't say anything.
IMing back in the day.
I wasn't an IMer.
I used the star. That was my thing.
Star?
Yeah, what? Just if parents were over the shoulder, my mom knew what POS meant, so star, like the asterisk.
You're a ligma.
Wow. You guys are going to have to teach me all of these because I'm a dude, and so I usually was out and about with my friends. I wasn't on a computer, like, talking to them that way. So I don't know any of the lingo. So when Jack and Luke get, like, you know, IM or whatever.
They'll have new things, and we will be out
of the
loop.
They're going to have newfangled translations.
They're going to have better ones. NBD. No big deal.
Oh.
Oh, I was going to say
I'm like, where you get your driver's license?
No. This is like yesterday when you're, like, going to the GC. I'm like... Good.
The
Charlotte.
GC. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great Cavern.
You know, the only time I use
OMG. The Corral of Golden, yes.
The only time I use OMG, I actually spell it out like OHEMGEE. OMG. Because Khan started it, and I was like, that's great. I'm going to steal it. And I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So what tech speak does everyone use? I
spell things out.
I spell everything out.
I spell things out completely, too. It's very rare.
I can't do it. I don't care if it's going to take me an extra 18 seconds. I can't do the shortcuts because they're actually harder for me to decipher. Because I'm like, wait, what do I want to say? Okay, T-O-L-R-F-N-T-U.
You know, I used to do that with thanks. Like, and I would do it when I was peeved at somebody. And I was like, so I was just like, THS. And I sent it to somebody, and then he goes, like, YRWLCM. Like, you're welcome. Like, you're being
you
like,
are.
So, you're welcome.
I can't decipher that. I need a translator.
Yeah, it took me a minute. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yesterday, we were talking like biblical translations because there's so many. There's so many translations of text speak that I'm lost already.
I can't
no
take it.
No wonder people are so confused.
I already have this issue where I'm like, I can barely read anyway on Facebook.
Is it just on Facebook?
I mean, But here's the thing. It's okay. But here's the thing. When people are using their text speak, mm-hmm. and I have to decipher what that means, like on air, I just look like more of an idiot. I'm like, oh. I'm like, you are... What? Can you read this? Hold on. It's awful.
You know, when I see it in tweets, because people are trying to cram some huge message into this, and it's like, you are something, and you're blessed, and God loves you. I'm like, ugh, I just blew up a little bit. Stop it.
You're blissed.
You're blissed. Yeah, Twitter, I can't do it with the 140 characters.
Oh, no.
If I can't say it in 140 characters, it's not worth saying.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Not worth saying.
Oh,
I hate that when you get three
clicks.
Twitters, like tweets in a row, ding, ding, ding. You know what I mean? And it's like, what? Oh, I got to read the others.
Oh,
but then there's randomly people's tweets in between, so you have to like keep scrolling through to finish the story. It's awful.
See, people have been cheating with that because then they'll take a picture, like they'll write in that little notepad on your iPhone, and then they'll take a picture of it on Instagram and post it there, so you end up reading a paragraph.
That is my least.
You can't stop reading, though, because once you start, you're like, oh.
No, I stop reading them. I can't stop.
I'm going to stop right now, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick break.
Okay, cool.
We've got Secret and Whisper and a Culture Shock from Death Cab on the way back. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Sally Mitch.
Hey.
In the morning?
Yeah, we're here in the morning.
I confused this.
I know.
Static Radio. Secret and Whisper. XO.
XO.
As we're talking about text speak.
Mm-hmm.
Which?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch, and joining us right now from Evenings.
Hello.
Sally Mitch.
Hello.
You just go by Celeste, though,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, Sally could be cool, except... Sometimes it could not be. I don't know.
Sally?
I started off as Celeste. You can't really change. Can't change it.
Sally Mitch.
Will did. He's Billiam.
Yeah, Billiam.
Yeah.
But it's weird for me to be like, hey, what's up? I'm Sally. Like, it's, like people Sally. Can call me Sally, but I have to call myself Celeste.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that's where I'm at. What do I do?
You're Mitch.
Hey, what's up? I'm Mitch.
Yeah.
Or Michelle,
you introduced yourself this morning
as Mitch. Yeah.
Mitch,
that was good, right there. Yeah.
And you said Mitch.
Yeah. But I always end it with or Michelle, whatever you want to call me. It's cool.
Well, that's me. I don't know. I don't...
Steve-O.
Ugh.
You introduce yourself as Steve-O.
Yeah. Steve-O is pretty much it, unless I'm near, like, old... Like, all my old family members, We were hanging out for my brother. My brother bought a business. It's weird. Mm-hmm. My younger brother. So it's awesome. I'm so glad that life worked out for him.
Don't compare yourself to other people.
Come on, man. He owns his own business. It's my cool. younger brother.
Okay.
So I can't even afford Beats headphones, so you had to put a fake little sign on my...
That's not fake. Those are real.
Yeah.
The Beats
yeah.
coming out of those headphones are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, what was I talking about?
Your text?
Names. Yeah, everybody called me Steven when we were hanging out. It's weird. But that's my name, you know?
Steven,
so
don't wear
yeah.
it out.
Steven.
But, it's different because it's not PH. It's with a V.
Yeah.
Steven.
And speaking of Stevens, Steve-er. Today's his birthday.
It is.
Yeah, today is his birthday, and I love this. Yesterday, I was tasked with the big, hey, man, is he into cake?
I texted him, because we were all talking. Like, you guys left, and we're like, yeah. we totally need to figure out what he likes. So I went back. I was like, hey, Nancy, does he like cake? And she was like, yeah, he likes cake. So I texted you. I was like,
what does he like?
Does he like cake? And you said, yeah, he likes cake. And then...
Well, I'm like, yes? So then it was like tasked with, because there's 147,000 kinds of cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to lunch yesterday, me and him, and...
Love cakes.
We're dudes! Dudes don't talk about this. You know, well, you guys talk about texting each other and
so
all.
So you guys just like go to lunch and just sit there? You guys have like a gulping conversation?
Stare at other people?
No, like, the funny thing is I'm trying to think back. I'm like, what did we talk about?
You guys probably talked about work.
No.
You guys probably talked about a book you're reading.
How Mitch and I are your favoritest employees ever. That's
yes.
what
the point
made
of
up your
the
lunch,
point
of course.
Going to lunch and getting away from here is to not talk about here.
Oh.
Like to talk about. I don't remember. The Angels just played the White Sox, and
so
he's a White Sox fan.
About the game, which has nothing to do.
With anything. So in this conversation, we're like, yeah, bro, hanging out, did it. Oh, hey, man. So like, you into cake? What? Yeah, bro, how about how about them White Sox, man? Yeah, it's crazy, right? I know, right? Yeah, check it out. Dude, I was watching SportsCenter earlier. So what kind of cake do you like?
You can't just slide it. You have
I'm
to be
a
sneaky.
Dude, what do you mean sneaky? What was I supposed to do?
You're at the Corral of Golden. Let's
yeah, you were supposed to. You were supposed to tell me. Like, you should have been my like. What's that dude's
do
name with the big old nose? Sereno?
I don't know.
You could have been my Sereno. Okay. My Celino.
Being where you were, lots of options for desserts. Right.
Uh-huh.
So you go and you're like, come back all bummed. Oh, dude, they didn't have my favorite cake. My favorite is this.
What's yours?
And then you wait.
No.
And they'll fill the awkward. It's worked. This is proven.
That is the worst idea in the universe.
No, hold on. Celeste and I will play it out.
Okay.
Okay, so, gosh, I'm so ready for dessert now.
Wait, who am I?
Well, I'm the birthday. I'm going to be the birthday girl.
Oh, okay. Wait, no.
Technically, it's my half birthday today. So
I'm trying to figure out what kind of cake you like.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Oh, that was great dinner. I'm ready for dessert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite dessert?
No! Because nowhere in the universe would Stever ever pat his belly and go, oh, man, I'm ready for dessert.
I can actually see that happening.
Spike. Like, no, that never happened.
Okay, or you go, okay. Really? What's over there? Did you see anything good?
I'm going to go, this is Celeste. She's going to go get dessert, and she comes back. I'm sitting there, you know, just waiting for the table to, you know, be cleaned off or, you know, making sure everything stays safe there. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to get dessert and she comes back and...
And then I say, oh, dude, this tastes kind of weird. Do you like this? Here, taste this.
What?
And then I just figured out what you don't like.
Okay, no. Here we go. Try this with me. I'll be me, a dude. Okay, ready? We just got done eating. Getting ready for dessert. Oh, dude, full...
Dude, yeah. They had that fountain over there of those marshmallows and stuff.
Yeah, there's like cookies and like chocolate stuff all over there.
You want some? There's lots of chocolate in it.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's cool.
You want some chocolate?
I mean, that's just so weird
that you would want chocolate because you said that you're not a big chocolate fan. Do you want chocolate?
I mean, not really, but if it's there, I guess I'll eat it.
Get him lots of chocolate.
You're being complicated on purpose.
No, I'm not!
Yeah, you're trying to train wreck this.
No dude ever talks about their favorite kind of dessert, no, so I don't know how I was supposed to get that out of him. I have no idea. So I just was like, hey, bro. And the best thing is he immediately knew because today is Stever's birthday, so he was like... If they want to know what kind of cake I love, carrot cake. Oh, I'm like, okay.
And then he texted me carrot cake, and I said, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, seriously, carrot cake. No. I got the information. Come on.
For the longest time.
Think about it.
Yeah, whatever.
I hated the idea of carrot cake because I thought there were actual carrots in it. And I was like, that's just
there
disgusting.
Are actual carrots
no,
in
they're,
it.
No, they're candy.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, there's real carrot slices in it.
Gosh, who lied to me growing
up? There's real carrots in
there. I don't know the truth
anymore.
There
better be real carrots. And like carrots and there should be raisins. Yeah.
I've been
static.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with Josiah, Stever's son.
What the
heck?
Up until 5 seconds ago when you said it was his birthday, he didn't even know it was his own dad's birthday.
Oh, no.
What? Where's that?
Dude, you're such
tail.
A good friend for outing him on the air. You're totally not a jerk.
Whoa. No way.
Where's that little sound that you make when things disappointing things
this
happen?
One.
And there is totally carrots in carrot cake.
Yeah.
There are?
Yeah.
Gosh, I was very much lied to growing up. I don't know what
you're talking
about anything anymore.
Yeah, there's like good for
don't
you stuff.
Don't worry
in it.
About it, guys. It still tastes great. The sugar overpowers. I'm really sorry
the
that his
own. Sugar overpowers?
The cake.
Can I talk to Josiah?
You can't have cake.
I'm right here, big guy.
Hey, Josie.
What's up, dude?
Dude, you didn't know it was your pop's birthday today?
Man, you guys should change the static slogan to static radio, keeping families together.
Take that.
Well, we already one-upped you because we got him a carrot cake that says, thanks for being born. We love you.
Oh,
dang.
Yeah.
All I've done is give him an awesome son for 22 years.
Yeah, no big deal. Oh, my gosh. Priceless. Jeez.
I'll do my best to go take him to lunch today.
There you go. I hear he likes carrot cake.
Yeah.
Hey, what else does he
eat? He's really into health food.
he totally into healthy food.
Yeah, the carrots. Huh.
Thus, the carrot in the cake.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. There you go. We love you, Josie.
God bless, guys.
All right, man. Later. I love that guy.
You call him Josie. That throws me off.
His name's Josiah.
Yeah, I know that.
And since he was a wee little lad.
We were friends in Sunday school.
Nice. Nice.
Was he always
at least 6 feet tall then, too?
No. We were both like 3 feet tall, for sure.
Love that guy.
And somebody was getting mad at me because I had stickers on my Bible. And then she had like a ton more stickers on her Bible. And he's like, do you have a bunch of stickers on your Bible? And ever since then, we were friends.
First world problems.
I know, right? Yeah, that's what happens in Sunday school, really.
Amazing.
Wow.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's 9 o'clock, which means we got to take care of this bad boy right here. So we'll do that. We'll play some Johnny Cash. It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
In the morning.
Huh? You guys are supposed to say that together.
Oh, ready?
Okay, we'll try it again.
It's Steve-O, Mitch, and Celeste.
In the morning.
That was terrible. I hated that. Normally you go up, Michelle.
What are you trying to harmonize?
No, I'm trying to just make this sound better.
Oh,
it's not working.
Sweet.
In the morning. That's what I say. In the morning.
Turn my mic off, please.
I'm leaving because you just overcomplicated nothing. So, but I guess that's what happens with ladies. Oh, snap.
It's the morning.
No.
You're a dick face.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Static radio.
I think it's working. Static radio.
Morning.
Hey,
welcome to the show.
What's up?
You know, chilling.
Yeah, like a villain.
Like a villain.
Cool.
It's 9:12 now on our Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Don't forget. Speaking of Wednesday, we do this every Wednesday. Our sticker stop. We will be in Moriarty, New Mexico today, hanging out, enjoying the city or town.
I think it's a city.
Yeah?
There's like different regulations as to what makes stuff a city. I think it's a city. No, maybe
really?
It's a
town. Really? Because I'm pretty sure we're going to be at the only stoplight in said town.
Okay, I'm not sure what makes it a city, but it might be a town. I think Edgewood is a city, though. And we're driving through Edgewood.
That doesn't really mean anything to me.
Me either. It's just a fun fact.
Moriarty from noon to 1 today. Get ready, Moriarty.
Get ready.
So
yes.
We're going to be there.
Giving away things.
And noon to one.
Saying hello.
Corner of 66th and Eunice.
Or the stoplight.
Yeah. The stoplight.
That one.
Yeah. So you don't have your own Facebook page.
I don't. Right? I don't.
Okay. We may need to talk.
Hey.
That's kind of ominous. That's kind of ominous. And according to a new study, you're kind of in trouble.
I'm in trouble for not having a Facebook?
Yeah.
Then you're in trouble too.
Yeah, but I'm the supervisor, so it's okay for me not to have one.
I don't think so. I don't think that applies. Does it say sans supervisor?
According to a new survey, employers find it suspicious if you don't have a Facebook.
Oh no, they caught me. They caught me. What happens?
Apparently every day people miss out on jobs because potential employers see something on their Facebook profile that's a red flag. But on the flip side, apparently some people are missing out on jobs because not having a Facebook is a bigger issue. According to Forbes, plenty of HR departments around the country are worried about hiring people who aren't on Facebook because it makes them seem suspicious.
Wow.
Apparently, since Facebook is so popular and widespread, not having a profile makes it seem like you've got something to hide.
That's weird. I guess it makes sense, though, yeah. Honestly. But
that's like not having a birth certificate.
Oh, what? The thing is, I've had a Facebook before. I just decided to delete it or make it inactive.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Facebook?
Yeah, I've had a Facebook.
So you technically do have a Facebook. It's just inactive.
No, there was back in the day when I had a Facebook, there was an option to like not just turn it off or deactivate it, but delete it.
Delete it, yeah.
Delete it.
Well, back in the day, I had that Facebook as well, but they've updated since then.
Yeah, so according to HR departments everywhere, I don't know why the Imperial March is playing right now.
I don't either.
Talking about HR. According to them,
I don't get it.
It's ominous and suspicious not to have a Facebook.
That makes sense because, okay, the first thing when you hear somebody like doing something stupid or committing a crime, do you ever look them up on Facebook? Like, oh, I wonder if they have a Facebook.
That's true. We really do.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they do.
Well,
and it's like, really? We didn't realize they were going to commit a crime? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's all over
this dude's
Facebook
page.
Yeah. Like that one dude who just kept like being like, running from the cops.
Yeah, bro.
Nice, you got away again.
Sup, bro?
Saw you on the news. Keep running.
Yeah. Dude. So, apparently, if you want to get hired at a job, you need a Facebook page. And that's not the only time you can miss out by not having a Facebook profile, according to this article. Reporter on Slade.com says single people without Facebook pages miss out on dates. Because the, you know, person who, possibly date, let's go check them out. Let's see what they're all about.
True.
They don't have a Facebook?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
Yeah.
What if it just means that we don't care enough and we want to go against the current trend?
Well, Facebook is like another form of media, but for regular people. Wouldn't you say?
Possibly,
like,
I guess.
Like we don't have TMZ, but we have Facebook, and so we can always see what people are up to. So those people who are always posting pictures of like, oh, I'm at Disneyland. Oh, I'm just hanging out with my friends at Uptown or whatever, you know.
Right.
They're always doing something, but then like you actually get to know them and hang out with them, and they kind of just sit at home a lot. And what they do is they take pictures of the times that they are at Uptown or Disneyland,
right,
and they post them throughout the year.
Well, that's because it's really, really boring to take photos of you like watching a baseball game,
which is
which
is why you post pictures of food all the time.
Exactly. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's kind of ironical because the question about to be asked, is it really that important to have a Facebook page? Is it really that important? 505-338-3700, the phone number. According to Forbes magazine, HR departments around the country find it suspicious if you aren't on Facebook because, well, there's no information on you. You're not out there. So if they can't find anything about you, then that just means, you're creepy and ominous, and we don't want to hire you.
And if you do have a Facebook page and you haven't liked our Facebook, go to facebook.com/mystaticradio and like us.
Booyah!
There you go.
Isn't that hilarious yeah. and kind of ironical?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a Facebook, but you that do, you sheep out there, please like us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Is it really that important? Has Facebook become the be-all, end-all that even employers now don't want to hire you if you don't have a Facebook page? Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. And, yeah, right now we got the Modern Post for you. Brand new project from Dustin Kensrue.
It's good stuff.
It's a song called Grace Alone. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
It is 9:25 Wednesday morning. Sticker stop day.
Mm-hmm.
We will be out on the corner of 66 and Eunice. From noon to one in Moriarty. In fact, somebody on Facebook. Oh,
you okay?
That was a lot of like icing stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody on Facebook just reminded us that that's actually one block east of the stoplight.
Yeah. Well, we'll be around there.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonathan.
We'll have flags.
We will be in Moriarty. You can't miss us. We'll be the van.
Yeah. The van with the, it says static on it.
Yeah, so we're talking about Facebook. And apparently, according to a Forbes magazine article, if you don't have one, you are suspicious. So you and I, we are suspicious fellows.
Of being a psychopath.
Yeah, apparently. So what do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, which is ironical. Or 505-338-3700. Is it really that necessary? Static!
What up?
What up?
Ah. What you guys doing, man?
We're talking about Facebook. Do you have a Facebook page?
Of course.
See, I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know.
And that's fine. That's your prerogative.
And you say, of course. It's hilarious. But according to a new article on Forbes magazine, HR departments find it suspicious if you're not on Facebook because that they think that means you have something to hide. So people are actually not getting jobs because of Facebook.
So I think that's completely ridiculous. I think it's just like anything else. People, whether it be professionally or whether it be personally, try to assign and equate things to things that you just can't equate
yeah.
to anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's somebody's personal prerogative, and to keep somebody from employment based on a personal decision like that is absolutely ridiculous, because a Facebook page is a personal page. It's full of friends,
right.
not clients and customers. It's not what it's designed for, as far as I can tell. That's not what I use mine for. So the argument would have to be made that you're using it professionally to make that argument. I guess if you needed me to make one for that reason to get a job to feed my family, I could.
Right? You need to be a lawyer, bro.
I don't understand somebody saying that it equates to this or that. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right, brother, man. Well, you guys have a great day. Love you too,
Shane! I like that guy.
He's great.
I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Billiam joining us in studio now.
Oh, hey.
Do you have a Facebook?
I do.
Okay.
And I do not use it as a employment opportunity.
Right. Well, I hope not.
No.
You best not be looking for a job because you have one.
The thing is that, sure, people without Facebooks could be like mysterious and
sketchy or something.
That's
me. Yeah.
But
ominous.
What about all the people with Facebooks that just completely put lies, like just post everything that's really not true, but it makes them
or
look
appropriate.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I pulled up a quote from a great movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to read it. It says, "I don't know what your generation's fascination is with documenting your every thought, but I can assure you they're not all diamonds. Roman is having an okay day and bought a Coke Zero at the gas station. Raise the roof."
505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
So, I don't mean to go off topic here, but I found online Harrison Hudson's album for free on Noisetrade today.
Yeah, we posted that on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay, awesome. I thought I would just let you guys know because it's an awesome album.
Right? Those guys are brilliant.
Yeah, they sound like the Beatles. It's like New Age Beatles.
They're pretty incredible.
Yeah.
They would be amazing to see in concert in Albuquerque.
They would.
Mm-hmm. I would pay at least $10 to see that concert.
I totally would.
There you go, man. Least. Keep it locked to Static Radio, all right?
All You guys have a good day.
You too.
Well done, Noble Steed.
Thank you. Thank you. 505-338. Did you say Noble Steve or Noble Steed?
Steed.
I like okay. Steve.
It could be both.
Well done, Noble Steve.
So we want to know.
Monty Python thing.
Yeah.
We want to know, is it really important to have
Really that important to have a Facebook page?
Yeah. Like, mostly you're just posting updates about how awesome you are or...
Probably the most ironical question we've ever posted, because it really is that important to answer it, because you have to answer on Facebook.
That was the hardest thing, because I deleted my Facebook and I'm like, oh no, I can't reply to anything. Like, well, one night before I worked here.
Yeah.
I was like, now I can't ever, okay, I guess.
And
I'm
now you can.
You can just call your friends every once in a while and like, hey, what you doing right now?
Yeah.
What you drinking? That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Describe
Let
your
me
food
respond to
me.
That.
So Mandy says, I only have a Facebook so everyone knows how much of a ridiculously awesome cook, runner, and duck facer I am. I live for likes and love how incredibly witty I am all the time. People would be missing out on so much if I didn't have a Facebook account. It's a public service, really.
Wow.
So that's what she says.
You know that we actually talked about this. She brought up something really interesting. Live for likes.
Yes.
That's actually stimulates the same part of the brain as what food, sex.
Yes.
It's the same.
It's the same
nerve center, whatever.
Part of your brain.
Of your brain.
Endorphin release.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The likes and, or people commenting on your page, because it's almost like this, hey, this person desires me. They like me. I'm accepted.
Well, we live in this ridiculous society of approval now that we're not satisfied until we can get as many, you know, fans of our individual selves as we can.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's almost like a self-confidence booster.
Yeah.
Like,
I've got so many friends online, but I don't remember the last time I hung out with somebody.
Yeah.
For real.
That's probably not the best thing in the world. Amber, what's Amber say?
She says, I find it important to keep in touch with family. This keeps me from spending my whole night on the phone with everyone.
We'll see.
But wait a second.
Me, it's like, yeah, but you're having communication with them if you're on the phone with them.
Yeah.
I would prefer that.
Yeah.
I really want to be connected to my family, but just a little bit.
just enough to where I don't have to spend a lot of time actually communicating with them.
I'm, like, astounded that I don't know what's going on in anybody's life anymore, because people are like, oh, yeah, we went to the zoo, blah, blah, blah. And, like, you did? They're like, yeah, I posted pictures. Cool.
Oh, sorry.
Like, and back in the day, back before February.
That means like, before February.
Yeah.
That means January.
Yeah.
Back in the day. January 12th.
Around that time. I would be creeped out by how much I knew about people.
Because you were always on Facebook?
And like, oh yeah, we went to the zoo. Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Oh, such a creeper.
You saw that. What does that mean?
It means you post pictures I looked through the entire album.
Well, that's like what you brought up earlier with dating and people without Facebooks get less dates.
Yeah.
But how many people actually post honest pictures of themselves in their profile section? It's like,
right.
I'm only posting everything when the light's perfect and the hair, my hair's blowing in the wind, like in the perfect 90-degree angle.
You get that one photo, not the 17 photos taken around the same exact photo.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that. When I go through my phone and my pictures, I'm just like, oh, there's me again, different angle. Oh, that's the one I kept.
Yeah. Amazing. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, or of course 505-338-3700.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And don't forget, Sticker Stop today, noon to 1. We will be out on the corner of 66 and Eunice giving away the static decal, the static paper. We're going to be in front of people, not just on Facebook.
Yeah, hanging
out. We're actually going to be hanging out.
Yeah, not on Facebook. But I just wanted to remind everyone, or just let everyone know, that today is my half birthday.
Oh, man. Because it's so about you.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her birthday is February 8th, so today is her half birthday, apparently.
August
You're six 8th. Months away.
Yes.
See, I prefer to birthday. Celebrate my birth week.
So. Ooh,
I have
that
too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go for the birth month.
Wow.
Because it's the shortest month in the year.
Wow. So greedy.
You are so all about you. How do you not have a Facebook page?
I'm not all about me.
Uh-huh.
Is that why you don't have a Facebook page? Because you were constantly on it because you wanted to know what everybody thought about you all the time?
All the time, yeah.
Let's be honest.
I was one of those people. Like this post if you like me, and I'll post a nice comment about you.
Oh,
no!
Okay. I'm like, how old are you?
No!
Okay, good. I can't stand that. And more often than not, I'm seeing that on Instagram now.
Yeah, like this photo.
I follow people who follow me back. You like my photos, I like yours. 1 for 5. I give you 1 like for 5 likes.
Oh my gosh. Why are you talking like that?
No clue.
I've just started unfriending everybody who posts pictures of babies.
Yep.
Don't have to do that anymore.
There it is. It's Steve-O and Mitch and Billiam.
Hey.
Hey, in the morning.
Yeah, Static Radio.
There's construction work in San Antonio, Wyoming, as well as something else happening on the road. So watch out for that. Road construction, left lane closed, Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right on the Calvary campus.
Hey.
505-338-3669, the phone number. 505-338-3669, get your breakfast in.
Man, I can't count how many times I've been driving and there's been something going on in the road.
Yeah.
It's like cars and stuff.
That's brilliant.
You gotta
nice.
Watch out for that stuff.
Your traffic reports are just outstanding.
Well, quails could be crossing at any moment.
Any moment.
Rabbits.
Actually,
quail crossing?
I gotta be honest.
Whale?
What?
Quail crossing.
Quail.
Quail.
Yeah. And I said quail crossing.
I
recently,
whale.
Unfortunately... Too soon.
What?
Oh, did you take out a whole family?
I didn't take out a family...
You
most of them
not.
Scurried across. I couldn't swerve out of the way because I was on this road like near my house, and there were cars on both sides of the street. So it was either take out a parked car or these stupid birds. And I'm like, well, it's a bird, and birds normally fly out of the way.
Not those ones.
Not these ones. It was like waddle, 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 and trying to waddle as fast as you could. And the last one, unfortunately, did not make it.
We'll see.
Was it a little one?
Usually what happens is there's the whole like line of 7 of them that go across, but then for some reason the one in the back decides to turn back like halfway through and runs back into the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So unfortunately, yeah.
I'm so stressed out.
Why?
Because it's so sad.
Dude.
It's sad. I almost hit a pigeon the other day, but I stopped.
Those are like cockroaches of the air.
Yeah.
I know, but I felt bad. I don't want to... Okay, I won't kill cockroaches either because I don't want to feel them under my foot.
Oh, no, just I won't step... I had a giant cricket in the house last night that our friend had to come over and get rid of it for us.
Wait, why?
Crickets are... Like, you can pick those up and toss them outside.
No, dude, it was huge.
Yes.
It was really big.
Wow.
And there's a giant centipede in our garage. So,
oh, see, that's
so different. My roommate stopped parking his car in the garage because he's afraid to go in there.
I would do the same thing until you guys found said centipede. Those terrify me.
Yeah, it was...
Crickets I can pick up, no problem, toss them outside. But when it gets to things like that, centipedes, we found...
I'm okay with centipedes.
Two different brown scorpions we found in our home.
But you're on the west side.
Yeah, on the west side. Oh, so we found one in our pantry and one in the boys' bathroom.
Cool.
On one of our boys' towels.
Awesome.
So that was always fun.
Good thing he didn't try and dry himself off.
Yeah, well, they were getting out of the bathtub and Chrissy grabbed the towel to, you know...
Shake it?
Basically,
it went
flying? Like, yeah, to, you know, get it all stretched out. And, yeah.
I'm so glad she did that.
Dropped onto the floor. And then all I heard was murder, death screams from the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, no, one of the boys went under the water. What happened? Oh, there's a scorpion. We should keep it. And we did.
That's good.
He's no longer with us.
That's fast.
Unfortunately, I didn't know this. They're not supposed to eat so often. So he looked like a Tootsie Roll. He became like completely round because every time we saw another bug, we're like, put it in the jar, put it in the jar, see what happens. And apparently scorpions don't know when to say no. They're gluttons.
Yeah.
And so he just, every time he was like, ooh, cricket, boom, took him out, ate him. And yeah, he was like round.
Oh.
That's why the other one was hanging out in the pantry.
Yeah. Yeah. So popped. Basically.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Well, didn't mean to. I didn't know.
See, I don't mind centipedes as much. I used to, back in the day when I lived in Moriarty, my brother and I used to find centipedes and put them on top of anthills. Anthills would attack them. I can't do cockroaches for some reason, though.
Have you ever seen Temple of Doom? You haven't seen the Indiana Jones movies, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
There's going to be a scene.
No, are they cockroaches?
I cannot wait for us all to watch this movie together. That's all I'm going to say.
There's... No, now I'm
there
stressed out.
There is an outstanding scene that is made specifically for you. Yeah,
I am so stressed out right now. If there's cockroaches, I can't watch it if there's cockroaches.
Yeah, there's okay. Centipedes, there's... You'll see.
Okay, cool.
You'll see.
Cool.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
That was always like a squincher scene.
I think
me.
That's why what? I was terrified of centipedes when I was a kid.
Okay, so maybe there's centipedes.
Partially.
Okay, I think I can handle that.
Yeah.
Gross.
Wah. So we're done.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're out. Cool. We got to go pack up the van.
Yeah, we do.
Because we're going to Moriarty.
And we have to put gas in the van, too.
We do.
You guys are going to spend more time driving than you will actually being there.
Yeah.
Totally.
Pretty much.
That, yeah.
Pretty much. So, noon to 1 on the corner of 66 and Eunice. Sticker stop.
It is.
Stop by, get a static decal, static paper. We're going to have the new House of Heroes CD to give away.
Yes, we will.
So, a couple copies of those. And, yeah, we'll be hanging out today from noon to 1 on the corner of 66 and Eunice. And Moriarty.
Right by that stoplight there.
That one.
That one stoplight right
the
there.
The one.
Yep.
So, yeah, come on out, say what's up. I hear there's going to be some deals.
Yes.
Going down in the yeah. area.
Around
good
that
deals,
area.
Too. Because
yes,
normally, you know, Moriarty at random stoplights, you know.
Good like, sketchy deal.
Hey, bro, you got
but this
the,
is good.
You got the stuff.
Oh, yeah, the water?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Moriarty, 12 to 1, 66, and Eunice. We'll be hanging out. Having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to go pack up.
Here we go.
We out.
We out. Peace.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Peace.
No.
Okay.
In the morning.
Oh, crap. Okay, try this again.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Yeah.
That was a double high five.
Yeah, except now we're still here.
Later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, the Olympics.
Oh, here you go.
Static.